everyone. You are listening to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, and I'm your host, Whitney Shio.
And I'm your host, Pastor Shio, Whitney Shio's husband.
And this is the place where we believe that marriage is true love and that every single marriage out there has a chance to be long-lasting and fulfilling.
Oh, yeah. Every marriage has a chance to be awesome and to be fulfilling. And here at Live Your Best Marriage, we love to bring that message out there because you might be living in your marriage and think that there's no hope for you, but
there's hope for everybody.
There's hope for everybody.
Yes.
It might not be easy. It might not be pretty. It might not be what you expected when you got married, but there's hope, and it's possible to actually have a fulfilling and a long-lasting marriage.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So today we just wanted to talk about having a unified front among married couples.
I love your unified front.
Oh my goodness. So what we mean by that is we just want to stress how important it is for a husband and wife to actually not only be on the same page and just always remember they're on the same team, but to actually look like it.
Okay.
In front of other people. And there are a couple of different scenarios that we'll go over where this is extremely important. And the first one is in front of in-laws. How do you guys appear to your relatives and your in-laws? Is it obvious that you guys are madly in love? You're on the same page. You are going to share in your decision making, or is it easy for people to come between you? And this is also an issue for blended families as well.
Yes.
If there are step parents, step kids involved, it can also mean the difference between having one of the kiddos come between the two of you simply because it is obvious that you guys are not doing well, or that you don't agree.
Yes,
you disagree.
You're not uniformed, yeah.
And we're not saying that you'll never disagree, but when you're in a room full of people, just for the sake of your marriage, let's agree in public and then disagree in private.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is Pesa can say something at the dinner table at a holiday gathering, and I'm just like, okay, no way, there's no way we're doing that. That is not right. Not happening. But I'm not going to go against him 100% in front of everybody.
So does that mean like you are...
I'll wait and tell him when... in private or something, because this becomes a huge issue.
Yeah.
When there are troublemakers.
Yes.
Around. And
yes.
So.
And some people actually can be trying to bait you. Say something. One person agrees with it. One. Maybe the kids agree or something. Maybe the one spouse agrees with it.
Yes.
And the other person is seething in anger, and they want that fight to be to play out in public.
Right.
Yes.
So, for example, we've talked about this before. When you're at a holiday gathering with your relatives, it's almost inevitable that someone will say something rude or something offensive. I mean, that's just, again, it's not unique among anybody's relatives in particular. That's just when you have a room full of people, someone will say something stupid. And are you quick to defend your spouse if something offensive is said to them or about them? Or
especially if it's said by your brothers or sisters.
Yeah, or whoever. And I know there's always that infamous mother-in-law scenario where people don't get along with their mother-in-law. But, and that's important too, for even if it is the mother-in-law, for the husband and wife to say, okay, you know what? We are staying together regardless of what you guys think.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys don't approve of us, I mean, that's really your problem. And sometimes, I know that doesn't sound pretty, but sometimes that is what it takes to take care of some of these issues.
And, you know, sometimes it's once they see that you guys have a united front, mm-hmm. like you are sticking together,
mm-hmm.
they will change.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They will change and either move to the next person mm-hmm. to start attacking
mm-hmm.
or they'll be okay with you guys.
Right, right.
Yes.
They'll just have to work around that. They'll just have to work with you guys. And so this can be with in-laws or with stepkids, because a lot of stepkids, they already know it's easy for them to come between their mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're divorced. I mean, they know they can divide and conquer there.
Very easily.
But what about with their mom's new husband or their dad's new wife, second wife? How easy is it to come between the two of them?
Because when an issue comes up, so it's, for example, maybe it's bedtime or mm-hmm. you're not going to have... Maybe you can't have dessert
mm-hmm.
before you eat your veggies.
Right.
That's a common issue that mm-hmm. a lot of families have.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't want to eat. They want to have dessert before they mm-hmm. have their regular meal.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But sometimes if you don't have a united front,
mm-hmm.
you might get a kid, maybe a stepchild,
mm-hmm.
Saying, you know what? I want to go to my mom's. I want right. to go to my dad's.
Right.
I want to go to my dad's. So the issue becomes, you guys don't like me, and I want to go to my other parent
mm-hmm.
instead of like, hey, you need to finish your food before you have your dessert.
Yeah, there's yes. always a rule that mm-hmm. you're trying to enforce.
Yes.
But the child wants to obviously break the rule, go and against what you're saying.
Yes.
But the husband and wife need to stick together on, I mean, whatever the issue is. If it's homework, if it's dessert, if it's whatever
ever.
It is.
TV time, bedtime, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is easier said than done, but at the mm-hmm. same time, it actually makes it like much easier if it has already been done. That means the couple has to have done the groundwork and mm-hmm. they are strong.
Yes.
They are like, they are strong. They have a stronger bond
yes.
and they speak the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're united with what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Clear boundaries need to be set because particularly we know a mother-in-law situation in our family where the daughter-in-law wants to use the baby wise method for their daughter. She wants
oh, yeah.
to let her self-soothe and cry herself to sleep. And
can you give us an example of what baby wise
is? So baby wise is I think from what she says, a lot of it is you let the baby self-soothe.
Mm-hmm.
They you don't just pick them up every second, every time they cry. And I guess
mm-hmm.
But as opposed to the attachment method where, you know, you'll even sleep with
the baby,
have the baby in your bed with you, whatever. I mean, every mom has to decide what's best for her. But this mom in particular, she does not want the baby in her room at all. She just wants the baby in her own bed, separate room, everything, cry herself to sleep. And
this is being done by a lot of families in the country.
That's it, yeah. Because, I mean, she has to get up and go to work the next morning. And,
at 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, she leaves at 5.
So this is a system that she has created that works in her house. But her husband does not come out and openly defend her. The mother-in-law just rips her to shreds over using this method. I mean, disagrees completely, thinks it's wrong, and says it tells her to her face, oh, don't make your own baby food. Go to the store and buy it because your time is worth more than that. But the daughter-in-law is like, no, I want to know what the ingredients are that my kid is eating. But again, the son, if he would just once and for all say, hey, mom, let her do her thing, then that would... She can still have her own opinion, but I mean, she just continues to go around to all of the relatives telling these stories about what a bad mom the daughter-in-law is.
Yes.
So, again, the son has an obligation, although it is his mom, to say, like, okay, this is my wife, and I'm just going to go with whatever decision she wants to make on this issue.
Yeah.
She's, you know, I mean, it's that simple.
It is.
It really is. It's that simple because the whole point we're trying to make is that your union as a husband and wife is the most important thing. It's still important to have a good relationship with your mom and your dad and your siblings and your kids, but you cannot allow a blended family situation or an in-law situation to come between
both
two people who are married. We just cannot have that.
No.
And sometimes it's tempting to be, oh, well, but this is my child, you know,
my son.
I had my child before I married my spouse.
Oh, yes.
The child was there first. And as much as I...
And I feel like even if something doesn't go right in this marriage, I will still, I'm still responsible to deal with this child.
My child is my child.
Yes.
But the thing is, we don't want another divorce. We don't want, because that is not a good, that's not good for the child either.
Yes.
If they do end up coming between you and your new spouse, it doesn't put them in a good situation either.
No.
It is still in their best interest and your best interest to be on good terms with your spouse.
And
the new one. I'm talking about the new. I'm not getting into exes today. I'm just saying with your new spouse.
But the child doesn't really think in terms of that. The child is thinking more in terms of
I'm just sick of all these rules. I'm sick of this person telling me what to do.
Do.
Yeah, and I know a lot of times that can be driven by the ex. The ex has a lot to do with that influence. But the point we're trying to make here is that your union needs to be whole. It needs to be uniform. It needs to be complete, and it needs to stay strong.
Yes.
That is the number one priority.
Yes.
That is just, I mean, you can't have a happy house if mom and dad aren't happy with each other.
And you can't have a happy house if mom and dad are not speaking with the same voice. They are not on the same page, especially when they're dealing with children, they're dealing with in-laws, they're dealing with any other person.
You're absolutely right. The message from the couple needs to be the same, and it needs to be consistent.
And what's funny is, this might seem like way out there. It's like, I need to speak my mind. But even when you go to corporate America or like a company, they make it very clear that their messaging is very unified. Everybody cannot just be out there talking about on behalf of the company. They have the PR department and somebody from the PR, they have a spokesman who is responsible to deliver the message. And they go way above and beyond to make sure that the message is unified. That does not mean they don't have issues going on in the company.
Yes.
But to the outside, they want to make sure that the message is very unified. And this is where we stand.
And they look good.
And we look good.
Yes.
So, and we can use the same ideas when we come to our marriage, as when we are dealing with other people.
Absolutely. And another huge, huge, huge scenario where this comes up is with coworkers and friends. It is super important for a husband and wife to be on the same page and everybody knows you love your spouse. I mean, yeah. That is absolutely vital because this is how affairs can start very easily mm-hmm. in the workplace. Because others can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
They can see if there's a problem between the two of you.
And they can even hear the stories you tell at right. work. Yeah.
Well, yeah. If you're telling negative stories about your spouse, if you're sharing things, or if you're not really, if you don't talk about your spouse very much, they notice that. Or if you don't talk about them in a positive way, they notice that. And so this can be something as simple as if you're on Facebook, you are in the habit of tagging your spouse or yes. talking about them or bragging about them. So, because again, when we don't do these things, people notice.
Yeah, they notice, yes.
I mean, they notice. And again, it's someone who has bad intentions, they're already watching for these things. And I know it sounds like
you're
I'm implying
being paranoid.
Yeah, it sounds like, oh, you mean so everyone I talk to is a predator? No, that's not what we're saying, but we're just saying that if you show up for work parties by yourself, but okay. they know you're married. Or yes. if you know what I'm saying, it's just they can kind of see a weakness.
Yeah.
And that's how, again, that is how relationships get started.
Yeah.
And emotional affairs and things like that. They creep up very quickly, but mm-hmm. they're not as noticeable as you would think.
No.
Because I like to encourage PDA. It's so funny. That makes me laugh because when I was in middle school, we used to have a rule. Like, they used to have a rule they would print in our handbook, like, no PDA. And kids would laugh about it and joke and say, oh, yeah, no public display of affection. But I'm not really referring to, you know, oh, go around holding hands all the time or hugging and kissing everywhere. It's mostly, like, if you show up for an event, take your spouse with you and make comments. Say like, oh yeah, you know, I don't get to show her off as much as I would like to. I don't get to go bring him places as much as I would want to. Things like that, and just brag on them every chance you get, because it just, again, it reinforces the fact that you guys are very strong and you're on the same page and you have that unified front. It's a really great way to safeguard your marriage, because it can become an issue. Like, if one spouse stays at home and the other one goes to work, you don't know who they're around the
yeah.
whole day.
Oh, you
and
don't,
it can,
yeah.
It can bring up insecurities, but also it really can be an issue. Even if you both work in separate places, you're spending time with a lot of other people other than each other.
Yes. And sometimes you have to spend more time.
Yeah. You might even spend more time with
other people.
With other people than you do together. And so that can really, really be a major issue. But if you have the idea of just safeguarding, you know, if you have that up front and you're ready for it, can really help you when someone really does try to be weird
mm-hmm.
and come between the two of you. Again, whether it's an in-law, whether yeah. if it's a stepchild, if it's a coworker.
So you definitely gotta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
have
they
to
just
be united.
They know you're married and they know you're happy. It is just, I can't stress that enough. It is so important for them to know that you guys are doing well.
Now, do you think some people might be doing this without even having that intention to come in between you if you guys are not united? Like, do you think all like all the time, it's they have the intention of doing that, or it's just the fact that you're not united and it just happens that you are easy to split.
If, yeah, I mean, if you guys are drifting apart, mm-hmm. I think it's, you're more susceptible to something like that happening. There's, you don't have that closeness.
You don't.
But still, I mean, I think that for a lot of people, even they know someone is married, mm-hmm. but they'll still try.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was a pastor's wife mm-hmm. who shared a Facebook account with him.
Oh, at, they had the same account.
Yeah, they had a joint account, and so they shared the password, shared everything, and she logged in one day, and he was also logged in. I guess she was at home and he was somewhere else.
So what was the name on the account?
I don't know what the name, I don't know. I'm just assuming it was something shared, but I mean, everybody knew that they were married. So as she logged in, he was already in the account typing a message to a lady, and she hadn't noticed it before, but when she found it, she found like all these huge paragraphs of him talking to this woman who was really distraught, and I guess she was going through a tough time. And as a pastor, he just thought he was comforting this lady.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, but the messages were becoming weirder and weirder. Like, she was telling him a lot of emotional problems that she was dealing with, and then she said, "I love you." And he's like, "I love you too. Everything will be okay." And so the wife just like totally, I mean, flew off the handle. She's like, "Oh my gosh, you cannot use those words."
Like, so he was saying, "I love you too," in terms of like the way you will say, "I love you too."
Yeah. Yeah. So when she confronted him about it, he was like, "I just thought I was helping." He's like, so. But the wife...
So there was no affair?
No, I guess not. I guess there was no affair, but I think it's kind of obvious that it was headed down a road that would, I mean, lead to something eventually. Because, so the wife was explaining to her husband, who's a pastor, she's like, you can't get sucked into her life. You can't let her tell you that many things and then you're there to comfort her and expect that she's not going to come between us. So that, I mean, so I don't know, honestly, there was something that made this other woman think that, hey, okay, I know he's married, but I can still talk to him. I can still get emotional support from him. Mm-hmm. There was just something that made her feel totally okay reaching out to this guy. So I don't know. Are there things that he could have done to up front to show that, okay, he's really, really, really close with his wife and I don't know.
I think he should just not have kept texting her on Facebook.
Right. So, and I think that his wife brought up a really good point when she said, okay, when you start listening to their problems that much, you're getting sucked in to their life. I mean, honestly, that's how emotional affairs start, but...
Did you read on the news where the vice president... What's his name? Pence. Mm-hmm. He said that he can't go anywhere, like to an event, mm-hmm. like to a restaurant and stuff like that, with other women if his wife wasn't there or something like that.
Yes,
I did. What do you think of that?
I heard about that, and I know he was heavily criticized for that, but I commend him because it sounds like he came up with his own plan to safeguard his marriage.
Yes.
That's how I viewed it. Yeah. I just looked at it like, okay, he values his wife. His marriage is obviously very precious to him, and he wants to keep it
that way.
Just keep it that way.
And there's And also, there's no reason why. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with your wife being there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I just looked at it in terms of he's setting up boundaries to keep his marriage safe.
Yes.
That's how I thought of it.
You know, and you know, that reminds me of when I was working in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
when I'm doing an exam mm-hmm. on a lady,
mm-hmm.
to protect myself and to protect the patient, mm-hmm. I have to have, we used to call it a chaperone. So basically what you do is you get another employee, another nurse, or another assistant, like maybe you get an assistant who is a woman. And you explain to the patient that, hey, because I'm doing this really private exam, I need a chaperone. And you bring the chaperone. 99.9999% of the time, there's no problem. The patient is like, sure. And actually, it makes the patient feel at ease mm-hmm. with you. But in a way, you have... So there's somebody who's there as a third party. And they are also there to advocate for the patient and make sure that nothing wrong is going on.
Having another lady there helps her feel more comfortable.
Way comfortable.
But also, if there's an accusation that comes up later, you had another employee there.
Another employee with me.
With you.
To
making sure everything went okay.
Now, somebody can say, oh, whoa, wait a minute. She doesn't trust you? Are you saying she doesn't trust you? Do you think, are you just assuming that she will make an accusation? Are you just assuming that because you're a man, the lady will feel violated because you're doing the exam? But this is the world we live in, and I'm sure there's another world where maybe all those things don't matter, but in the world we live in, mm-hmm. accusations are made. In the world we live in, people feel violated. In the world we live in, some people don't feel safe having a man doing the exam. So thinking in terms of that, you'll say, okay, no, I need to bring a chaperone here. And that's in the medical field. So in the marriage field, some people might say, oh, so you mean just because you're having lunch with a lady, that means it has something to do with...
That means you're crossing a line? But,
and the mm-hmm. thing is, again, in a perfect world, those things don't really matter. But in the world we live in, and just from the history of these things, people actually cross the lines. People actually, we've had high-end politicians who have broken their marriage vows because of these issues, which started as very, very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I agree with Pence when it comes to this mm-hmm. Situation that, hey, better be safe than sorry. And there's nothing wrong with bringing your wife
to an
event.
And we don't even have to get into what happened with the whole Bill O'Reilly scandal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
a woman was showing up for a business meeting.
Yes.
And then it's like, whoa, what? What do you want? And so, I mean, those things.
He could be going with his wife. Is he married?
I thought he was. I don't know.
He looks like married. He looks like married. Like his... whatever, but
anyway, those cases are a little bit more extreme, and mm-hmm. they might even be more common than we think. But even if we're just dealing with the everyday interactions with people, it is still extremely important to just, it's better to safeguard.
Yeah.
Really, it's better to have that, not only be happy, you're happy at home, but when you're out with people, it's obvious you are very happy. You are very happily married.
Yes.
It just, that can save so much trouble. It's not even funny.
Yes.
It can help your spouse feel more secure.
Oh, yeah.
It can help you feel more secure, but also it just, in a way, it just keeps your bond stronger.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let someone else come between the two of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's because you're the bond that the two of you share is far more precious than any friendship or any other relationship that you have with anyone else that you deal with. It's,
yes.
And that is the truth. So it needs to stay number one.
And that's, and again, if you decided to spend the rest of your life with this, with your wife or your husband, these are some of the things you can do to protect it. That way you can be able to spend, to protect the relationship, so you can be able to spend the rest of your life with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. And what's interesting is last night, Pace and I just rented a movie. And this scenario played out.
Mm-hmm.
The movie had Meryl Streep and Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. It was the, what do you call it? The River Wild.
It's a really old movie.
It's an older movie from way back when, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, she was not, Meryl Streep's character was not on the same page with her husband. And the criminal, who was played by Kevin Bacon, he could see that from the moment he met them.
Mm-hmm.
He could see that this husband and wife are not on the same page. And he ended up kidnapping both of them. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's definitely more extreme.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just it was interesting to actually see it played out in a movie. Like, okay, mom and dad are not on good terms, and they had a 12-year-old boy who also made it very, very obvious that this family is not on the same page. That mom and dad are not agreeing.
And
it almost cost them their lives. Yes. So anyway, that's an interesting movie, but that's obviously extreme. But the whole point we wanted to make is when you emphasize the importance of solidarity and mm-hmm. unity between the two of you as a married couple, it can make everything so much easier, because if an in-law says something insulting or offensive or whoever
mm-hmm.
tries to come between the two of you, if you do not side with your spouse in public, you just made it 10 times worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You just made it, you just created hell for yourselves.
Yeah.
So, again, we just want to encourage you guys to always try to have unity and also show unity.
Have unity and show unity, and make sure that put boundaries to, like, have boundaries in your marriage. Yeah. So, folks, we had a blast talking about this issue, and we are really enjoying having this podcast. You can always leave comments at Twitter. I'm at Pesa Shayo, and my wife is at Whitney Shayo. And you can always subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, so that you never will have to miss any of this.
Thanks so much, and we'll be back next week.
Okay, bye.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, "I'm sorry," Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.